These are some examples that would help you to answer the question, is Allah merciful? Now, let's move to some actions that already took place in this universe that would give us an idea about Almighty Allah. There is a very famous story that a woman who was a prostitute, and all of us know that one of the major sins that a human being does is to make adultery. However, this woman who was a prostitute making a lot of adultery, one day she saw a dog that wants to drink, and the dog could not drink, and she took her shoes and went to the river and brought some water and gave the sick dog this water to drink, and Almighty Allah, because of just this simple action that she made, she helped the thirsty dog to drink, Allah forgave all her sins because she made such a sincere act and a good deed. Second, the very famous story of the person who killed 100 persons. 100 persons. And then he asked, is there anyone to guide me to know whether Allah would forgive me or not? And he was guided to a scholar. And the scholar told him, yes, there is hope that Allah, Almighty Allah, might forgive you. And he said, okay, Allah may forgive him? He said, yes. And one of the things that you should do is move from the country, move from the village that you used to live, where our bad people were living, who affect you, move to another place as a sign that you started to change your life and to repent, and with the sincerity that you're going to change your life. And the person responded to him, and he started moving to another village where good people were living. And on his way to that village, he died. And the angels were a little bit confused whether they classify him with good people or with bad people. And it was revealed to them that they should measure the distance between the place where he died to the bad village and the place where he died to the good village. And in fact, the distance to the good village was much longer than the distance to the bad village was. In other words, it was prescribed upon him that he should be with the bad people. That means that Allah wouldn't accept it from him. Allah would not repent, would accept his repentance. But what happened is Allah flipped the earth to make the distance that's longer, to make it shorter, and in order for him to be classified with the good people. And this tells you how Allah is the most merciful. Not only that, if you examine any law in the whole world, you would find that the law does not protect those who are ignorant. If you make a traffic violation, for example, and you say that I don't know, or I didn't see the traffic sign, nobody would accept this from you, even if you don't know, even if you're a new visitor to this place, because you're responsible to know. However, in the Islamic system, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives any error that is made by a human being if it is due to ignorance. If a human being doesn't know what will happen to him, he didn't get the message from any of the messenger, Allah would not punish him. Allah only punishes people when, after sending them a messenger, and they know what is the message that Allah wants to teach people. And also, Allah does not punish anyone who forgets. Now, let me move to the meaning of the word Ar-Rahim. That means the most merciful, but he is the most merciful in this respect for the believers, those who believed him in him. And this will be represented and will be manifested in the Day of Judgment, starting from a human being when he or she goes to the grave. One difference between the believers and the disbelievers, and those who made good deeds and those who did not do good deeds, is that the good believer who made good deeds, he will find his grave exactly that looks like one of the gardens of paradise. And this is a sign that tells us how Allah is merciful, especially for those or upon those who worshipped and believed in him. And second, in the Day of Judgment, all of us know that how the sun will come close to every human being to the degree that his sweat or her sweat would cover up to his legs or up to his waist or up to his breast or up to his neck or up to his ears, depending on how many bad deeds he or she did in their life. But for those who believed in Allah and acted according to their belief and obeyed Almighty Allah and believed in Prophet Muhammad as the last messenger, Allah will shade them by his own shade. And on that day, there will be no other shade except the shade of Almighty Allah. This is another sign and another proof of the mercy of Almighty Allah for the believers and for those who do good deeds. And another example, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
لَا يَحْزُنُهُمُ الْفَزَعُ الْأَكْبَرُ.
One quality of the Day of Judgment, it will be the most terrible day that a human being will see in his life. Everybody will be horrified. Everybody! Except those who believed in Allah and who did good deeds and obeyed Him. They will be gently and comfortably received by the angels. Not only that, another horrible sign of that day, the fire will be so strong that its sounds will make people faint on the Day of Judgment. Everybody will be terrified all just by the sound of hellfire, just by the sound of fire that's so blazing that will affect every human being, except the believers. Allah will be so merciful with them that they will not hear such a terrible sound. Such a terrible sound of fire. Allah is so merciful to keep the believers away from this sound. Whereas the non-believers will hear the boiling sound of hellfire and they will be more terrified than anyone else. Not only that, we will see that when the believers are on the Day of Judgment, they are led to paradise, you would find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would open the door of paradise from distance. So when they are walking, they will see the doors of paradise are open for them, so they would have hope that they will reach it. Not only that, they would move gradually to paradise, and paradise itself, Allah will make it move towards them. So both of them will move towards each other to add more comfort and peace to the believers.
وَأُزْلِفَتِ الْجَنَّةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ غَيْرَ بَعِيدٍ.
Paradise will become closer and closer to those who used to fear Almighty Allah, that it become very close to them. Not only that, when they go into paradise, they will be received by this word,
أُدْخُلُوهَا بِسَلَامٍ.
Enter paradise with peace and security and comfort. Not only that,
ذَلِكَ يَوْمُ الْخُلُودِ.
This is the day of eternity. Not only that,
لَهُمْ مَا يَشَاءُونَ فِيهَا وَلَدَيْنَا مَزِيدٌ.
In it, in paradise, they have everything they wish, everything they want, everything they think of, even everything they never thought of, and we have more and more for them. Brothers and sisters in Islam, all these signs and proofs that Allah is the most merciful. And another sign, look at the people around you. You would find people disobey Almighty Allah. They disobey Him in nightclubs. They disobey Him in their houses. They disobey Him on the planet, on the earth, in the sky. Wherever you go, you would find people disobeying Almighty Allah. However, Allah is so merciful to say that,
وَلَوْ يُؤَاخِذُ اللَّهُ النَّاسَ بِظُلْمِهِمْ مَا تَرَكَ عَلَيْهَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ وَلَكِنْ يُؤَخِّرُهُمْ إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى.
If Allah punishes people because of their bad sins and transgression, He would never have left any creature, any living creature on this planet. However, Allah would postpone the punishment to a certain time. a very well specific time. And this is another mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and another sign of mercy of Almighty Allah. He gives people chances and opportunities to allow them to repent and stop doing these deeds. Brothers and sisters in Islam, I would like to tell you the most important thing in or related to this topic. All the sins, all the types of sins, all the hundreds and thousands and millions of sins are forgiven by Almighty Allah, except only one sin that Allah does not forgive. You can imagine that. Allah is so merciful that you can do any type of sin and Allah will forgive it, but Allah will never ever forgive one sin. And here is the most important lesson for every human being should be aware of. Allah will not forgive a sin that's called shirk, associating someone with Almighty Allah, making partners with Allah. Allah will not forgive anyone who believes that Almighty Allah has a partner, has any human being to support him, has any angel to support him, has any country to support him, has any army to support him, has a son, has a daughter, has a wife, has a board of trustees, has anyone, any way of thinking that Almighty Allah has partner with him. This is a type of shirk and a type of associating someone with Almighty Allah. This is the only sin that Allah will never forgive. Now the question is Allah merciful? And I leave the answer to you by asking you another question. Isn't Allah merciful? Brothers and sisters in Islam, I ask Allah to support us all and to guide us to the truth and to strengthen this truth in our hearts and to firm it in our hearts. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
أفلا يتدبرون القرآن أم على قلوب أقفالها
Do not they reflect upon the Quran or do their hearts have locks upon them?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Is the Quran the word of God?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق عما يتساءلون
Is the Quran the word of God? This is the topic of today. When anyone reads the Quran, he finds how comprehensive it is. It covers such diverse topics that no other book, nor even encyclopedias, would cover it.
أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا
Do not they reflect upon the Quran, or do their hearts have locks upon them? It adds to our astonishment if we know that this book was available more than 1400 years ago, where there was no other book known before the Quran or after the Quran that is so comprehensive and so miraculous like the Holy Quran. Brothers and sisters, this is an invitation to every man or woman to listen, to think, to reflect and take an action.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الإنسان من علق اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم
Read in the name of your Lord who created man from a clot of blood. Read, and your Lord is the most gracious who taught by the pen.
taught man what he did not know. When someone reads the Quran, he would find that the theme and the knowledge in the Quran are so diverse and wide to cover human history, to talk about geology, to talk about embryology, to talk about biology. It talks about the earth, the sun, and the moon. It talks about all aspects of life. Isn't that amazing? The Holy Quran talks about the beginning and the end of the universe, how it was created, how it will decay and collapse on a specific day. In addition, it is a book of legislation. It has laws for all incidents and crimes, such as death penalty, banishment, amnesty, and all aspects that are relevant to human life. What is most miraculous about it? It's a book of guidance. Any man of reason cannot resist its temptation. It grasps the heart of human beings. It talks to their minds, their hearts, and emotions. This is one of the reasons why most of the people who accepted Islam accepted it because of that book. It simply guided their hearts to the truth.
أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا.
From another perspective, if you look at the Holy Quran, you would find it is the only living scripture that has the exact words of Almighty God in its original language that had been sent to us, to all human beings. And no one on the whole earth can claim that there is a missing one word, neither one single letter from it. It had been memorized through all ages since it was sent to Prophet Muhammad, peace be with him. It was memorized by Muhammad, by his companions, by his followers, and by Muslims throughout all over the world. Approximately, it's estimated that 9.5 million people scattered all over the world memorize the Quran nowadays. In Mecca as well as in Washington, in Egypt as well as in Sweden, in Russia as well as in France, in China, there are thousands of people who memorize the Quran by heart. In Saudi Arabia, there's a very big number of people who memorize the Quran. In the Indo-Pakistan area, more than 500,000 people who memorize the whole Quran, men and women. In Mauritania and Somalia, there are more memorizers of the Quran than some Arab countries.
إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ.
Indeed, it is we who sent down the Quran, and indeed, we will be its guardian. When you reflect upon this fact, you would know that there are no other books that reach this status except the Holy Quran. Compare how many people memorize the Holy Quran and how many people memorize the Bible or the Torah. In fact, priests, clergymen do not memorize their Bible. Even the Pope of Rome does not memorize the whole Bible. Because of this fact, many non-Muslims realize that this book is the true book of Almighty God that had never been changed.
إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ.
Indeed, it is we who sent down the Quran, and indeed, we will be its guardian. From another perspective, you would find that all those Muslims who are scattered worldwide and whose native languages are not Arabic, they recite the Quran in Arabic, that is, in its original language. They do this at least 5 times a day. When we compare this with the Bible or the Torah, you would find that all Christians, Jews, Catholics, Protestants read only the translation of their book.
None of them reads the original Bible that was sent in Aramaic language, and no one can understand this language nowadays. In other words, the original Bible and the Torah had not been preserved, and what people read nowadays is the understanding of those people who translated the original Bible. That is why we find all these huge variations among these Bibles and Torah. On the contrary, you would find that all the billions of copies of the Quran are still in Arabic, that is, in its original language. The question is, why was the Quran kept safe and unchanged, whereas all other books and scriptures had been distorted and changed? If we think about it, the answer would come up to us as follows. Because the Quran is the last message from Almighty God that had been sent to all humanity, to all people on the earth. That is why it had been kept safe, because it's the only book that contains no human changes nor any falsehood.
إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ
Indeed, it is we who sent down the Quran, and indeed, we will be its guardian. In other words, it has nothing but the absolute truth. Had this book been a human book, it would have never been kept safe and unchanged. Another amazing quality of the Holy Quran, which is taken as a proof that this book is sent to humanity from Almighty God, is that it purifies the human soul. It heals all the anxiety, the stress, and the depression from the heart of the believers. This is due to the statements, how they are composed, and how its words rhyme, and how the meaning addresses the human mind and the human emotions. This is what makes it so miraculous, that you would never get tired of listening to it. When it is recited, you will see millions of Muslims being affected and touched by its beautiful words because of the deep effect and impact upon them. No other book has the same effect on the people who believe in it. Compare the Holy Quran with the Book of Buddha. Does it have the same impact? Compare it with the Book of Hindus. Does it have the same impact? Of course not. Simply because the Quran is the word, is the exact word of Almighty Allah, the one who created mankind and the one who knows what effect their hearts and their minds.
أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا
Another proof that the Quran is not written by Muhammad is that Muhammad himself was known to be an illiterate person. This fact has been documented by all his contemporaries. And all Muslims knew this fact about Muhammad, peace be upon him. Like most of all the people of Mecca, Prophet Muhammad was a person who could not read and write, exactly like Jesus, Moses, and most of the prophets. Moreover, the Holy Quran talks about issues that neither Muhammad nor all the people who lived at his time could not know. For example, the Quran talked about the phases and the stages that a human being goes through in the womb of his mother until he's born. At first it starts with a drop, a clot of blood, a hanging piece of flesh, a shaped boneless flesh, then it becomes bone, then it is covered with flesh, then it takes the human shape, then after that the soul comes to it. How could Muhammad know such a thing 1400 years ago? Modern scientists themselves have not discovered this fact except only 60 years ago. So how could Muhammad reach these facts about human embryology?
Can an illiterate person like Muhammad, peace be upon him, know this without being revealed to him by Almighty God? Of course not. The only answer is that this information and this knowledge had been informed and had been revealed to him by Almighty Allah. Moreover, Muhammad never claimed that he wrote the book himself. He never said, "This is my book." If anyone were Muhammad, he would have been so proud of writing a book that has been read by almost one-fifth of mankind. What is more amazing about the Quran is that it touches all aspects of human life, birth and death, creation and growth, marriage and divorce, laws and legislation, history and geography, foreign affairs policy, the treatment of human heart, the creation of heaven and earth. And what is more miraculous is that it describes all the minute details of paradise and hellfire. It precisely illustrates the scenarios of all the events and the incidents that will happen to every human being. It also describes what happens to anyone who is buried in the grave. How can a man talk about science and life in the grave at the same time? How can he talk about medicine and history? How can he talk about biology and paradise? How can he talk about embryology and technology? How can he talk about destructive diseases such as HIV and syphilis that will come as a result of adultery and sodomy? And how can an illiterate man like Muhammad unite all the tribes, the cities, and the countries around him in such a short period of time? How would a person who never got any military training conquer the advanced armies of Roman and Persian empires? Isn't that a proof that he's a messenger of Allah? And isn't that a proof that the Quran is the word of God? Before I come to this conclusion, I would like to invite you to read the Quran yourself, or to read the translation of the meanings of the Quran in the language that you know very well. And if you have time, please compare it with any other book. If you do this with open mind and unbiased attitude, you will know the truth by yourself.
أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا.
You would see how the Quran talks about cultivation and education, how it talks about human rights and animal rights, how it talks about astronomy and geology as well, how it talks about interpersonal relationships, and how it talks about the rules of peace and wars, how it talks about the rights of prisoners of wars and the banking system at the same time, how it talks about business and the angels, how it talks about economics and earthquakes. Can a human being do that? Of course not. I just mentioned in my recording few aspects of the Holy Quran to prove that it is the exact word of God revealed to Prophet Muhammad, peace be with him. What's also interesting about the Quran is that it didn't talk about the soul, the human soul. Every time Muhammad, peace be upon him, was asked about the human soul, he used to say, "I don't know. The only one who knows about it is Almighty Allah." Let's ask ourselves, what prevented Muhammad to talk about the soul as he talked about all these hundreds of themes and topics? The answer is very simple. It is that God did not reveal anything to Muhammad about the soul. Finally, I advise anyone who is sincere in his search for the truth to read the Holy Quran with contemplation and reflection. And after that, you would never be able to resist its impact. Like those ones who could not resist the impact of the Quran, like Malcolm X, like Muhammad Ali Clay, like Cat Stephen, and like George Washington, and like all other human beings, none of those people could not deny that the Quran is the true word of God. I ask Allah to guide us to the truth, and I ask Him to firm our hearts on the truth, and I ask Him to give us guidance and to be sincere in our search for the truth.
Inna nahnu nazzalna adh-dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun.
Indeed, it is we who sent down the Quran, and indeed we will be its guardian.
Inna nahnu nazzalna adh-dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. Inna nahnu nazzalna adh-dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun.
Inna nahnu nazzalna adh-dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun.
Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.